This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Hamas's call for solidarity events raises safety concerns for Jews worldwide. From Washington State in the U.S., Natasha Mazgavoya reports from a university campus where tensions were visible.
Bissan Barghouti with Samidun Seattle, a Palestinian prisoner solidarity network, was one of Thursday's rally organizer on the University of Washington campus. Calls by Hamas for diaspora Palestinians to show solidarity with their fight raised alarm in Jewish communities worldwide. Some Jewish activists voiced concerns about a rally in Seattle in support of Palestinians' right to resistance. The event flyer showed a parachute glider, one of the means by which Hamas crossed into Israel from Gaza. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Seattle, Washington.
An Israeli shell has landed in a gathering of international journalists covering clashes on the border in South Lebanon, killing a Reuters videographer and leaving six other journalists injured. An Associated Press photographer at the scene saw the body of the dead journalist and the six who were wounded. Some of them were rushed to hospitals in ambulances. One nearby car was charred. Reuters said one of its journalists was killed and two others were wounded. Al Jazeera identified two of its employees among the wounded. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed in a nationally televised address to destroy Hamas as the army prepares for an expected ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. Palestinians began a mass exodus from northern Gaza Friday after Israel's military told some 1 million people to evacuate toward the southern part of the besieged territory. The UN warned that so many people fleeing en masse would be calamitous. Hamas dismissed the evacuation order as a ploy and called on people to stay in their homes. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Social media platforms are taking steps to remove posts which support Hamas and spread Hamas-related disinformation in response to criticism. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Meta said on Friday it was taking steps to remove content that supported Hamas and spread Hamas-related disinformation. A day after social media company X said it had removed hundreds of Hamas-affiliated accounts and labelled or removed tens of thousands of posts. It comes after the European Union reprimanded social media companies for not doing enough to tackle disinformation. Since Palestinian militants group Hamas attacked Israel on October the 7th, misleading claims and doctored images have spread on Facebook and other social media.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. The White House says Russia is getting North Korean help for its war in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says North Korea has delivered more than 1,000 containers of military equipment and munitions to Russia,
which will be used to attack Ukrainian cities, kill Ukrainian civilians.
In return, Kirby says North Korea appears to be seeking help for its nuclear program,
including fighter aircraft, surface-to-air missiles, armored vehicles, ballistic missile production equipment, or other materials and other advanced technologies.
Speculation about North Korean plans to help boost Russian munition supply soared last month when Kim Jong-un visited Vladimir Putin. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The chemical that helps air conditioners and refrigerators work is more damaging to the climate than carbon dioxide, AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
A common chemical used in AC units, refrigerators, and freezers called refrigerant works by transforming from liquid to gas, but it can be easily leaked from discarded machines if they are not handled properly. If AC installers skip steps such as pressure testing, that can result in ice buildup and leaks of refrigerant, which is 2,000 times more detrimental to the environment than carbon dioxide. President of AGAS in the Americas, Mark Armstrong, says that's why his company manages specialty chemicals like refrigerants to make sure it never sees the light of day.
So instead of disposing those, we can actually clean those and repurpose those, which avoids a new molecule of refrigerant from ever having to be made.
Professor Jared Mason from Harvard University says improvements are on the way.
My laboratory is trying to develop a new generation of solid refrigerants that can provide more sustainable cooling.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
Authorities say a man of Chechen origin was who was under surveillance by the French security services over suspected Islamic radicalization stabbed a teacher to death at his former high school in northern France. It was being investigated as potential terrorism amid soaring global tensions over the war between Israel and Hamas. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.